Hello, this is Michael Fanning, and I'm the host of the Windermere Coaching Minute. This is our quick form podcast where we'll talk to Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, and successful routines to light. In each episode, we'll talk to real estate professionals to learn what they have done that have allowed them to be better than they were yesterday. Please enjoy our podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning, and I'm your host of the Windermere Coaching Minute. And this is our weekly podcast where we talk to Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, and successful routines to light in the event that they're creating better client service and more work-life balance. And today I've got Christopher Rigby with us. Christopher, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Michael.
Yeah, my pleasure. Well, a lot of people, just to kind of give you an idea of who Christopher is and why Christopher's on our podcast today. So Christopher does coach with our coaching program with Windermere Coaching, and he's been coaching with us. He did a stint for us for a while, went away, and then came back. He also runs a lot of the things that we talk about in coaching, but mainly today what we want Christopher to talk about is routine. And Christopher's been a real estate agent since 2012 at the Everett M2 Windermere office with Dave Maynard. And you would say, Christopher, that every year you've had an increase in business, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Every year. Yeah.
And Christopher, you have three kids. You have a 6, a 4, and a 1-year-old, 2 boys and a girl. So that probably keeps you busy at times, I got to imagine.
I would say I do not have the harder job. My wife definitely has a harder job. But yes, it can be very challenging at times, just having young little ones running around the house. So yes.
I would agree. Well, and Christopher, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on is a lot of times, so when we do coaching and we do talks and we do ninja installations, you know, one of the things we always talk about is how do we become more proficient with our time and have more focused time. And I know when we were having one of our coaching calls, and I was going through your routine, and you said that you start your day rather early, and I was kind of amazed. I was like, wow. And then I also come to find out we're talking, and you at an early age, you became an Eagle Scout. And I was like, okay, so now I kind of see the connection to sticking with something because, you know, to get your Eagle Scout is not easy. But I kind of want people to hear kind of your routine a little bit. And I want them to hear about why you do it and then the benefits that you have. And you might even share the conversation that you had today, because I did do a talk today with your office, and at your table, there was some stuff that came up. But for the listeners, so you, in order for you to run your day, and when we were talking on the phone, you have a 2:30 start, but if you would do me a favor, just kind of walk me through kind of what you do with your routine on a daily basis, kind of what it looks like, so the listeners can kind of hear how you work your day.
So yeah, I do have a 2:30 start.
And by the way, so the listeners, that's 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, 2:30 a.m. And most people, when I tell them that, the first question they ask me is, what time do you go to bed? And that is usually around, like 8:30 or so. So I'm still getting a decent amount of sleep.
Right.
And that's usually reading a book or whatever to the kids, and then, you know, going to bed right after that with them. And so that 2:30, I'm usually trying to wake up for about, you know, 15 to 20 minutes or so. And then I go and I get on the treadmill. And I do, it's usually about an hour long. So it's like a 10-minute warm-up run, the actual run itself, 10-minute cool down, and then like another 10-minute stretching after that, to kind of finish that up so that I'm not super sore and like dead the next day. So it's like, I've learned that in doing that, because I was just doing like the actual running
right
when I would do it, and I'd be like, man, I am like sore. Some of these runs are like, you know, I'm usually doing about a 5k in every run. So I, you know, I've learned that like doing the warm-up and then the cool down and then the stretching, I'm like ready to go the next day, like
right,
regardless of how like intense the workout is. So
take care of your muscles.
And yeah, exactly. And adding that into my routine, because I can't remember the there's a real estate agent I was listening to a podcast, and he talked about his morning. He's like, his was 3:30 or three. His is three.
Uh-huh.
And he got up. He's like, he had kids. And I was like, man, I'm in the same position. When I first listened to him, I only had one kid. So it wasn't like, I was like, I don't need, it's not that crazy. my day isn't like that intense yet. So, but now with the three, I was like, well, I remembered that about 8 months ago. I remembered that podcast. I went and found it. And I incorporated that. So I started working out, and I hadn't really been working out. And just obviously outside of the health benefits from working out, you get, you just feel a lot better.
Yeah.
Well,
it helps your mindset too.
Right. It helps your mindset. And, you know, my kids wake up early, like they're up at 6 usually every morning. So mm-hmm. I want to be done with my workout and have gotten run through that. And then that way I can like have breakfast with them. So from that 3 to 4:35 time, that's where I'm like working out and getting all that stuff done. Moving on from that, like it's having breakfast with the kids. And then usually I'm in the office by 6 a.m., whether that be my home office or at the real estate office physically.
So you have a show up time of 6 a.m., which mm-hmm. honestly is when most people are probably waking up or trying to wake up.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. And I, my wife's not she's not an early morning person. So it's just our kids. So, I'm definitely that way. And our kids are early morning risers too, which is kind of nice to see. So, you just get so much more of the day done, before everybody else has woken up. So while everybody else is still sleeping, I've already gotten, you know, a couple big things out of my day through the way. I get to the office at 6. I get through, just all my typical daily tasks. I set my voicemail for the day to letting people know when I'll be returning voicemails throughout the day, based on whatever that day's schedule is and is dictated. And, you know, from there, I just go through my appointments. And when I started doing this about 8 months ago, like my business, I started really soft last year, like the first 2 quarters of the year. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have a routine. I was still kind of just,
kind of reactionary,
just kind of, yeah, it was very reactionary. And that was when I'd taken a break from coaching. And, you know, I took that break to, you know, finish up my, appraisal, license. So,
right.
And then coming back into it and really kind of just putting my, foot down on the gas pedal, you know, 80% is just showing up. So what can you do on top of that 80%, is, you know, having it set in, you know, like having a mental mindset. And so now I don't like, I just wake up at 2:30. Without an alarm clock, even if I don't like it. And it's not great on the weekends because you're still set and ingrained to wake up at 2:30, but I don't, and the weekends are what I take my rest days, but.
So you're doing this Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends, you're sleeping in more, even though you're still waking up, you still just go back to sleep.
Yeah. I just go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where, you know, that's kind of what my routine is, but the why of it is more, just more of like, I don't have, if I was going to get, like, I couldn't get a 2-hour workout done in the middle of the day, or, you know, I couldn't get that much workout time done in the middle of the day. It would just blow my day up. And then having the kids, and as soon as it 9 o'clock rolls around, that's when like your phone starts ringing and everything else. So, to be able to have that off my plate has really, it allows me to be more present. Like yep. with my kids, and my day, like by the time everybody else is coming into the office at, you know, like 9, 10, 11, I'm 3/4 of the way through my day. I'm done. I've got all of my business procuring activities out of the way, my lead generation, you know, and communication with clients, all that stuff's done, so that any of the unpredictables that come along the way throughout the rest of the day, I can take them on and not say, right. Oh, I've got another appointment, or I've got to get this done, or I got to try to, you know, and my business doesn't suffer 3 to 4 months down the road because of
right. it. Well, and also too, I mean, the benefits of that too, you saw them. I mean, when you started running the routine, what happened to your business?
It exploded.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think I don't know where I was at, but I mean, I'm very competitive. And you know, I always check the tracker and see where I'm at in the office rankings. And you know, I finished 3 this year. So, I'd like to be number one next year in the office. That's just a competitive. That's like the number one thing I check every morning. I'm like, okay, just to see where it's at. And it's motivation for me to see, you know, what the other agents in the office are doing, or asking them what they're doing that's working. But that the mindset and like everything changed. Like my business just like exploded in that time frame. And it wasn't like transaction dollar per transaction has gone up a lot.
Right. Well, and I think what I'd love the listeners to hear, because we do this, you know, we do this a lot, and we'll say to people, you know, hey, you know what, in order for you to win your 40 weeks out of the year and then take time off, you really got to be mindful of it. And one of the ways of doing that is to build a really solid routine that starts earlier when you have time for just yourself. And by all means, I don't want listeners to think, well, you know, we're recommending you wake up at 2:30. I mean, that happens to be your schedule, what you're going to do. But the real reason why I wanted the listeners to hear what you do is because, you know, whether it's 2:30 or 5 o'clock, you have a consistent thing you do 5 days a week. And in doing so and in mapping that out, you have predictable results. Right?
Correct. Yep.
And you also have more quality time, I got to believe, with your kids. And like you said, by the time agents are rolling into the office, you know, mid morning, you know, your day's practically done to where you've got your business generating activities completed and the rest of the day is yours. And if you have business, terrific. If you don't, then I got to believe you've got time to go do things. Like you said, go to your kids' sporting events. I know, you know, you took the kids sledding when we had the snow, but I mean, you have more control of your time to do what you want to do. Would that be fair?
Yeah, absolutely. It just gives you, it's great to be present with the kids and I'd say, hey, I got to be at work, to get this stuff done. I think that's it. Just being able to, oh, hey, let's go to the zoo or let's go to the children's museum, in the middle of the day when nobody else is there, you know, around that like 2 o'clock time, while everybody else is still, you know, doing what they're doing, I'm there and done. Like when they're out of school, like I'm available if I don't have an appointment.
And how would you say your work-life balance is in your opinion now that you've been doing this?
It's predictable. Yep. Much more predictable, which has lowered my stress levels of being present and being on the phone. I think you always get those, I think it's every Sunday that comes out, you get like your weekly report from your cell phone,
yep,
to talk about like what your screen activity was like. I think I was at like 40 minutes or something like that last week. And like, you know, I looked back, I tracked it back to see what it was like 8 or 9 months ago. And it was like 4 to 5 hours on my phone a day. I mean, we're glued to our phones, but my time, like my screen time has gone down significantly because my day is more, it's just more structured and I'm not trying to work from my phone.
You're more on purpose. I mean, you have more intention with what you're doing in the course of your day.
Correct.
And then let me ask you this. I got to believe you're not perfect at this, right? So do you have days you fall off the wagon?
Oh yeah. There's days. There's definitely days. And I will say, that was one of the things you talked about today was one of those days. Like I've had very little sleep the last two nights, like sick kids or, waking up in the middle of the night and that'll affect you. But, I regret not doing it midway through the day. I'm like, I can feel it. I'm dragging. Like I regret not have completing, even if I didn't want to do it, just doing it and getting on there.
Right.
But even I've never regretted doing it. Like after I've done it, never regretted it.
Yeah. I think it's very rare that we do something that's not easy, but we do it later in the day. We say, I wish I wouldn't have done it versus if we don't do it later in the day, we say, gosh, I wish I would have done that. Even though I didn't feel like it, I wish I would have got up and made that happen.
Yep.
And on those days, like those days when you're not feeling it, do you just give yourself grace and say, well, this is my body's just talking to me and then tomorrow I'll just get back on and not really beat yourself up?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I try to be perfect, but I don't know anybody there that really is. But, you know, I would say I try to at least shoot for, you know, to do it 4 days a week if possible. But I mean, for the most part, I'm hitting that five, but there's definitely days where I just don't want to do it. Or I try to do like a walk instead of a run. Maybe it's not as intense, but, you know, like I, you know, I can definitely tell that when I didn't do it, and I really wish I would have done it, even if I didn't want to do it.
Yep. Well, my other question too is, so you have a 6, a 4, and a 1-year-old. Is there anything your 6-year-old notices about just dad's routine? Or because I also think we're also role models. And I think that, kids at that young age, I think it was Aristotle who said, show me the child between 1 and 7, and I'll show you who they'll be as an adult. Do you think that your discipline and doing what you're doing has an impact on your kids?
Yeah, definitely does. They wake up early too. I think it drives my wife crazy, but she's not a morning person. But my kids are the same way, like all three of them, even the 1-year-old, like they're like trying to wake up at 5. I mean, that's a little bit too early for them to be awake. So we've set boundaries with them. So we've got we've got these lights in their room, and it's like, okay, when the light is green, that means you guys can come out of your room in the morning time.
I love it. Yeah.
If it's yellow, that means it's almost time to come out of your room. And if it's red, that means like you need to stay in bed because it's still nighttime. So
still nighttime. I love it. Well, but you would say that for them, like the perception of you having a routine and doing what you're doing, I mean, they're spending more time with you, obviously, but they're also that they're learning kind of discipline, if you will. Because I know you had said when we were talking earlier on one of our coaching calls, and you had said that, when you were doing the Eagle Scouts, it wasn't something that you always enjoyed, but your dad kind of said, hey, we're going to do this. And I got to believe in completing an Eagle Scout, it also taught you some discipline, and it modeled you a little bit to have kind of the discipline you have today as a dad, as a husband, as a business person. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, that was what my dad and I on the weekends, that's what we did, is we worked on merit badges. I think I ended with like 50 merit badges by the time I was done. But there were just, there were learning different things in like all different walks of life, whether it be government or, basket weaving, there's probably a merit badge for just about any topic or hobby that you can think of.
Right.
And a lot of those things, like I had no actual interest in doing or really wanted to do them. There's other ones that I was like, oh man, these are definitely the ones I want to do. So just in like seeing that through and completing it, I know one of the things my dad, when we were doing it, he was like, there's a lot of people that like don't get their Eagle Scout. Like it's a very limited percentage of the kids that will get this, and they will actually stick to it, see it through, because they don't want to do all those items. And he's like, I was one of those. He's like, and I regret not having stuck to it to been able to, to complete it. So, I'm thankful that he, pushed me and helped me go through that.
Well, and this is just kind of an analogy, if you will, too, also just looking at our business, right? So, being in real estate and running your business, it's not always easy, but you end up being right where you are based on the choices that you made. And what I love is, you started to change your choices and having more of a routine and getting more disciplined at what you do. So you're done earlier in the day to spend time with your family. And the consequences that ensued because of that were a healthier state of mind, more of a handle on producing and building your business bigger. When you said you had a late start versus now you ramped up and your business took off. And then also you just being more present, I got to believe, on any given day, both in your business and with your family. And so you changed your choices, even though it wasn't easy, but it was difficult, but you do it because it has more of a positive impact, just not on you, but on the people around you in your life. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. And with those, I would say, I'm going to call them positive choices. You're giving up, you're going to, we're going to give up some things, kind of like you talked about today. It's like, what are you going to give up? What are some of the things you're willing to give up? And then, but what's the reward or what's the benefit of giving those things up?
Yeah. I think you can't have everything, right? You've got to pick and choose. What are the priorities? And then ask yourself, based on these priorities that are the things I want to be for both myself and my family and in my relationship and in my business and all that stuff, what are the choices I'm going to make that are going to get me there? Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So here's one question I have for you. When you say, you were sitting at the table today, right? And when you tell people you get up at 2:30, so the first thing they ask you is, oh my gosh, what time do you go to bed? When you tell people what you do, what's a typical kind of response? Is it like, I can never do that, or why, or you're kind of nuts? Or what do you hear?
That's typically I think that's typically like, I can kind of, people are, you know, you can tell when people are like being nice and they're like, oh, well, that's, that guy's crazy. you know, and that was kind of my, that was how I felt when I'd heard that podcast. I'm like, why would you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Right.
But as you remove yourself from, like, you got to take away like the negative thinking about having that early morning routine. At least that's what I had to do for myself. Even like in the first, you know, 30 days of doing it, it was really just like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? And then after your body adjusts to it and you get into that set routine, like everything is just, it's on clockwork. It's on autopilot. The things that you're going to do and everything you're going to do. And then that way you're not, I don't know. I feel like I'm not using my mental capacity at the beginning of the morning doing that stuff. And then it's available later in the day when the problems and the challenges come around.
Right. Exactly. And you feel better because of it. I know, but isn't it interesting though, how people will set a narrative in their own head of what they can and can't do. And then when you're doing something so extreme, so to speak, in their mind, in their perception, that they need to equate it to something that's not normal. They're like, well, he's not normal, or there's no way I could do that. And what's interesting is if they even did a little bit of what you talked about or a little bit of what you're doing, it's amazing where they could take themselves and where they could go. The question is, how many people are willing to go do that? And I think it comes back to the talk we just had about, you know, your dad pushing, say, hey, a lot of people don't stick with this and get their Eagle Scout, and I regret that I didn't do it. I also think there's a lot of people that, instead of we'll listen to this podcast and they'll hear 230 and they'll say, well, that's just not me. And what they'll do is they'll rationalize how they can't do maybe even a little bit of it, and they'll end up where they're going to end up. And then there's going to be those people just like you that listen to a podcast where somebody said three, and you go, well, wait a second, that's not so crazy. What if I did start doing that differently? And what would happen? What would I be if I was an early morning person? And I love it that you listened to it and you said, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. And you saw direct benefits from doing that.
Yep.
So what would be your advice for somebody like that's sitting there going, well, I don't know. What are some things you would say to somebody? They're like, well, how do you do 230?
I think the 230, I guess I would say if you obviously set the alarm on your phone, put it on the other side of the room, starting off, maybe sleep on the couch so you don't wake your wife up at 2:30 or your significant other at 2:30 in the morning. I didn't even know you could delete the snooze button on your phone. But I will be doing that. And I would just set, maybe don't start that early. Start at, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock.
Right.
But it just depends. I think you have to like walk it back, you know, like we do our business planning. It's like, I'm going to make a million GCI this year. And you walk that all the way back to see what you need to do to hit that. And so if you want to set your day, what time do you want to be done for the day?
Right.
And you walk back all those other things and you realize that, you know, like time is our most most precious resource that we have. How are you going to allocate all those things throughout the day? And then what things can you take out of your schedule to make sure that you get done at the time you want to get done? And it may not be, 2:30. It might be 6:30 or it might be 8:30. You're able to get all the stuff that you need to get done in that truncated time period. But I would just say, you know, plan when you want to be done or available, like without anything else on your schedule for the rest of the day, and walk it back.
Yep.
You don't have to work out. You know, if you're going to cut out working out, I mean, like I definitely would recommend the working out portion of it. It doesn't need to be intense, but just anything, because that just getting your blood flowing. I mean, I really don't even need coffee in the morning.
Right.
I don't even have coffee until probably around like 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also too, I think, I mean, and you have a longer workout session, so you do more intense workouts, but I mean, even, you know, just 20 minutes of moving your body has an amazing impact on the chemistry in your body if you'll do that every morning. And I love what you said, you know, work backwards and 2:30, again, it's not for everybody, but you know, somebody get up at 5, could somebody get up at 6, somebody get up at 4. I think it's all relative to what you want to get done and what time you want to do. But I love that idea of just working backwards. So if I want my day done by noon, okay, so work backwards. So what does that look like for you? And the other thing too is we all have to be willing to get uncomfortable. I think that's the other big key. Success doesn't happen when you're walking around being comfortable all day long. Sometimes you got to do some things you don't want to do, but it's amazing when you do them regularly how they just become a habit.
Yep, I agree.
Anything else? I mean, when you think about that, anything else for the listeners that you found that helped you to kind of get yourself in a place where you're doing this now? Because I got to believe it wasn't easy at first. So, and that things I wrote down were, you had to make a commitment to yourself. You also, I believe you had to have a reason why. And your why was more time with your family and more balance and actually getting more business. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I guess I would, I always look at you look at like the top producers and performers and things that they're doing and like, what are they doing? I don't want to say trendsetters, but those people like blazing those paths and doing those things, they do things that are, everybody else isn't doing.
Yes.
And you don't have to be them. You don't have to be like them, but you can take pieces and things away from them and implement those into your life. And, even if it's like only a 1%, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's that compound effect that we always talk about. Just tweaking things that way. And once you start to see those benefits of doing that, you might add on more, you might tweak it even more and you reap more benefits. And you're like, it just makes, it is intimidating. It is an intimidating thing to hear 2:30, but if you've got a lot of stuff to get done in the day, getting it out of the way is just, it helps. All the stuff that you can do when nobody else is awake, for me, it allows me not to have any interruptions while I'm doing those things. So I'm not multitasking. I'm singularly focused on just those things that I need to do.
Yeah. You have undistracted focus time.
Yeah.
Well, and the last thing on here, I just want to touch on too, is that you also are very avid about taking time off and going on vacations with your family. And I know you map those out. Does this kind of lifestyle also allow you to make sure you're taking time for yourself and your family? Because you guys love to go like outdoors and hiking and those types of things.
Yeah, everything is mapped out for the year. I know like every quarter we're going to take at least a week off, and depending on like what the trip around it is and where we're going to go and what we're going to do, it's already mapped out and planned so that they know when this is coming up. And your clients know when it's coming up, you're able to, convey those things to your clients, what that's going to be. And then that you've already got a plan in place for while you're gone, if their house is on the market or, say something along those lines, you've already got it mapped out.
Yep.
And you're able to, with clients, they're able to show them like, this is what I've got coming up. This is the plan, and maybe whatever it may be, it shows you're organized and you know what you're doing.
Yep. And you run off a schedule. I mean, you have a routine, you map it out. So like a lot of stuff we do in coaching, you do time blocking, you set that up, you kind of know what your day is, you do a little pre-planning. And then I also love it because you have your assistant, Amy, right? And you guys have mm-hmm. things pretty mapped out as well.
Correct.
Yeah. So yeah, she's also online with the schedule,
workflow, and all the other items. Yep.
Yeah. Well, Christopher, I'm glad you came on today because there's a lot of people that we talk to or we go to coach and we try to help them implement more of a routine. And I think that a morning routine like you do is what we call a keystone habit. It kind of sets the tone for the rest of the day. And a couple of the takeaways I want the listeners just to hear is number one is that, I see the people that do this, you included. It's not like we're saying, oh my gosh, I love it, it's the best thing in the world. I mean, getting up early isn't always easy and your brain's going to fight you. But the fact of the matter is you push through it and you get uncomfortable and you do it. Putting that pocket of movement in the morning is very, very critical. And then also just having more control of your day. And if your day ends earlier, that gives you more time to go do the things you want to do and live more life, spend more time with family, have better relationships, have better work-life balance. And so, I love the fact that you're doing it. I'd love to have more people, learn how to do that. If somebody wanted to reach out to you directly and just kind of pick your brain on how you do it, can they call you? Can they email you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to talk to anybody through it or what their holdups may be or reservations about not wanting to do it. If they want, to talk a little bit further about what the benefits are and how it's rolled out for me. and just not being a, you know, I don't want to say fly by the seat of your pants type of thing, but not reactionary. You know, you're set up with a mission and a plan.
Yep. So folks, if you want to get a hold of Christopher, you can call him on his phone at 425-220-0621. And I'll put that in the show notes, or his email, which is crigby, that's R-I-G-B-Y at windermere.com. So crigby at windermere.com. And then any parting words, Christopher, for the listeners, or any words of advice before we wrap up?
I would say that it gives you, it's one of the bigger benefits to me is that it's given me a more positive tone and set for the day. And that's really allows you, like, when you have those difficult conversations or those problems that you're going to have to fires, you're going to have to put out or whatnot, that consistent routine has already made you feel like you've accomplished something before the day started for most people. And it drives you, and you power through all those other things almost seamlessly.
Well, and I will say the pleasant part about coaching with you is that even though there's the accountability and we talk about things and there's still challenges, it's your mindset on how you approach the challenges. Because very rarely do I hear you say, well, this is difficult, I don't know how I'm going to solve it. Most of the times when we're talking, you've kind of already thought it through and we talk about it and you go, okay, I'm going to try that. And then on the next call, you're like, well, I tried that and it worked, or I tried that and it didn't work, but this is something else. And so you very much are an avid problem solver. And I think that comes from a clearer mind and more of a proactive approach to how you run your days than being reactionary. So that's something that I pick up when I communicate with you. So I can also see those benefits of what you're doing and how it's impacting you as well. So I guess that's a roundabout way for me saying our coaching calls are pleasant, because I love seeing you succeed by the things that you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, hey, I want to thank you for listening today. And again, if you want to get a hold of Christopher, you can call him on a cell phone. That's 425-220-0621, or his email at crigby@windermere.com. And Christopher, thank you so much for being on the call today. And like we always do, we'll end these by telling everybody to be awesome and help somebody. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to pass this on. Also, if there's content or topics you'd like us to cover, or you feel like you could be on the podcast, please reach out to us. You can reach me directly at fanning@windermere.com. And again, Christopher, thanks so much for being on our podcast today.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Thank you. Well, we want to thank you for listening to our Windermere Coaching Minute. We hope you found this content helpful. If you did, please feel free to share it and give us a rating. And we'll always end our podcast by saying, be awesome and help somebody, and make it a great day.